Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Let's chat a little NFL QB play with the draft just wrapping up last week in Kansas City. And we head out to the hotline right now and welcome in a man that was drafted second overall in 1999, did play for the Eagles, Washington, and wrapped up his career in Minnesota. He's a six-time Pro Bowler. And that, of course, is number five, Donovan McNabb. Donovan, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. We know the Eagles a little while ago gave Jalen Hurts that big contract extension. 5 years, $255 million, $185 guaranteed. How'd you react to that when the Eagles rewarded their quarterback?
I thought it was well-deserved. I think everything that you've seen thus far with him progressing and leading the team, obviously, to the Super Bowl and just where the future lies, I think that was the right move for them to take care of him right now. I think in the next 3 years, he'll probably be going back to the table with the success that they'll be having. But it's still an exciting time for him as well as the rest of the football team.
You wonder how many quarterbacks in the NFL are better than Jalen Hurts. I have Mahomes, Burrow, and then I think it's up for debate, him in that three spot. Do you agree?
Well, I think he's up there in that class, definitely. And I think what he's shown over the last 3 years has not been nothing but excitement for the Philadelphia Eagle fans. And I think also you have to look at just where he's taken that team ever since he's taken over and the leadership qualities that he's presented. So, I mean, there are a lot of good quarterbacks out there. I think what he's done thus far in the past year has shown a lot. Now, there will be some more money passed around, obviously, with the rest of the quarterbacks, with Joe Burrow coming up next. So it'll be quite interesting to see what direction the NFL goes as far as the quarterback's payments are concerned.
You always wonder when a player gets the bag how it changes them. For Jalen Hurts, like you said, it's not a concern for me. He's the heartbeat of that locker room. He's a great leader, and he just has this laser-sharp focus. But when you have such a successful season, people want to see that consistency. I'm sure there's no doubts that you believe Hurts could replicate what he did a year ago and get even better, right?
Well, I think what we have failed to do is we failed to just sit back and just watch. You know, there's going to be some ups and downs, and I think the expectations are so high right now for all of the quarterbacks. Just for instance, Joe Burrow goes to the championship, and then the next year they lose before they get to pretty much back to the championship. So was that a failed season? It wasn't. It was an opportunity for them to continue to grow and progress and see what they need to do in order to get back to the Super Bowl. So I just think for where we are, I think we put expectations so high on these young guys that once they make it, we think they're going to go back every year. It just doesn't happen that way. But it's about winning and losing and trying to progress each year and just try to find themselves in a position where they at least have a chance.
Donovan McNabb here with us. I know in the past talking to you, you love studying these young quarterbacks around draft time. Bryce Young ends up being the number one overall pick. Did you think that was the right selection for Frank Reich and the Carolina Panthers?
I personally didn't think that they could go wrong with either he or C.J. Stroud. And we got to remember what we've seen over the last 3 years in Indy hasn't been anything stellar. So was it the play calling? Was it the personnel? Was it Frank Reich? Whatever it may have been, they need to make some corrections in Carolina because this is his second opportunity. So is it going with Bryce Young? And what type of offense are you going to run? Are you going to run what Alabama has made, you know, Bryce Young to be very successful with in that type of offense? Or are we going to see the stagnant offense that we've seen over the years in Indy? And I think what you have to take into account is if they're going with Bryce Young, then it doesn't need to be an RPO game. It needs to be a spread offense, which, you know, we can get them in a three-step, five-step drop, some play-action game, utilize your backs a little bit more, and then be able to take some shots.
I always scratch my head at the draft process because you never know what's being said is actually genuine and what is negative. Maybe he's just being put out there to have a player fall so another team could go get him. It was weird to me how all this stuff was being said about C.J. Stroud, Donovan, And then he still goes number two overall, where a week before the draft, everyone said he wasn't going two overall.
Right. Well, you know what? It all takes is one team to like you. And we all know every draft, there's always there's a guy that they use as bait. And in my draft, it was Akili Smith. In this draft, it was Will Levis. And then, you know, there's always one or two guys that, either character flaws or they like to try to dig into their past, and the question marks go up. And for C.J. Stroud, it was really weird because it wasn't really a team. It was, I believe it was Brady Quinn that made some comment about what he heard about Carolina, saying that, you know, that he was kind of nonchalant, that, you know, when he missed the Manning camp and turned them down, which it had no relevancy to this whole process. And with C.J. Stroud, everything that I've heard and seen, he's been cool, calm, and collective, and that's the type of quarterback that you want. So I think he's going to have a lot of success in that division where it's nothing that wows you in that division. It's just you have to be steady as a quarterback, and that's what we've seen with Trevor Lawrence last year. And it's going to kind of go back and forth, I think, with the anticipation and excitement in Indy with Richardson to Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars bouncing back in their second season with Doug Peterson. And then take into account what Houston is trying to do over there still early, but they did a great job in their draft.
What kind of quarterback do you see in Anthony Richardson?
You know, I see a guy that's still learning the position. Very talented, strong arm, very mobile. I think he's a lot more smarter than people try to give him credit for because we focus so much on his athletic ability. But he also is 20 years old. So I think they're going to move along slowly. I see another Cam Newton in effect that, you know, will be able to develop a little bit more as a passer, but still can make great plays with his arm as well as his legs. And they're going to move along slowly. And Jonathan Taylor will be a major factor in their offense in Indy.
Were you surprised, Donovan McNabb, that Will Levis fell out of the first round? Because you hear him, like you were saying, there's someone always used as bait, going top five and where the betting odds were, and then we're sitting in Kansas City at the draft, and we're like, uh-oh, he didn't even go in the first round.
No, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised because when you watch the film in his last 2 years, it was nothing that wowed you. You got to remember, he transferred from Penn State, and nobody at Penn State jumped off the board at you after watching them play. And then he gets to Kentucky, and we talk about, you know, people talk about his injuries, they talked about his lack of mobility, inconsistency, throwing the quick game and intermediate passing game. Yeah, we could glorify how strong your arm is and how deep you throw, but that's not where the game is. The game is played within 10 to 15 yards, and if you can't complete that at a high clip, you're not going to survive. So I think he landed at the best place, which he can learn from Ryan Tannehill. You know, who knows? Ryan Tannehill might keep that job for another 2 years, and Will Levis will be learning from him, and he'll have his opportunity, but I wasn't surprised that the way the draft was going of who needed quarterback, I wasn't surprised that he fell out of the first round.
Wrapping up with Donovan McNabb, let me ask you about Aaron Rodgers. That trade is now official. He was introduced as the next Jets quarterback. How much success do you think Rodgers will have in New York?
I expect them to go 11, maybe 11 and 7, to, 11 and 6, excuse me, or 10 and 7. But I think they're still going to have to battle with the Buffalo Bills. I think they're a couple pieces away from kind of jumping off the screen and being that type of team. It's not just with Aaron Rodgers. I think Buffalo's still the team. I think New England is also a team to watch as well in the division. We already know about Miami. If Tua can stay healthy, I think they're a team that probably wins 12 games this year. And then, you know, you think about where the Jets may land. If they can win 10 games, you know, they've still got a battle with the New England Patriots, and I think New England ends up getting about 9 or 10 wins as well.
Why are you optimistic on New England? Because a lot of people have been down on them this offseason.
Well, I just think what we've seen, and now they all of a sudden bring in an offensive coordinator, one that definitely knows the New England way. He ends up going to get coaches that he specifically can let them run what they're used to running instead of trying to have a makeshift kind of a deal. And he can sit back and just kind of do what has made them successful over the years for an organization. And Mac Jones will take now, I think, a big jump from what we've seen in the second season.
wrapping up with Donovan McNabb, before we let you run, I know you live in the Phoenix area now. A few months ago, Kelvin Beachum, teammate of Kyler Murray, said that the Cardinals quarterback has some growing up to do. I know he's rehabbing from the injury, Kyler Murray. Just what advice would you give him right now?
I think the advice goes out to everybody else that's his teammate. Stop talking about your teammate and try to help him. I think the problem in the world right now of sports is it's easy to sit in front of a mic and talk about a guy who you're in a locker room with. But if you're not helping them, you're hurting them. And so for Kyler Murray, he's a guy that has had success everywhere he's been. And so maybe he don't understand some of the tough times and how to handle them. But if you do, you need to help him. Instead of talking negative about him, you know, try to find a way to provide a little bit of guidance for him, because he is your teammate at the end of the day.
Number five, always great to catch up with you. Appreciate the time. Hope you and the family are doing well.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.